With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is warning Iran the U.S. military is not standing down and could attack again if Iran fails to honor the two-week ceasefire and ultimately a long-term agreement. This as Iran again interferes with shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, accusing Israel of breaching the ceasefire by bombing Hezbollah targets in Lebanon.
Semi-official news agencies in Iran have published a chart suggesting the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has put sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz during the war, a likely pressure tactic as Iran, Israel and the US are now in an uneasy two-week ceasefire ahead of possible negotiations in Islamabad. Meanwhile, in unusually strong language, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned Israeli strikes in Lebanon that killed and injured hundreds on Wednesday. Israel says the ceasefire agreement does not extend to its war in Lebanon with the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group. I'm Charles DeLethesma.
An American man is being held by Bahamian authorities.
Police in the Bahamas have arrested a man for the disappearance of his wife, who vanished while on an 8-foot motorboat in the Bahamas. Officials say 55-year-old Lynette Hooker and her husband Brian Hooker were traveling from Hopetown to Elbow Cay Saturday when, according to the husband, his wife fell overboard with the boat's keys, causing the engine to turn off. Police say strong currents carried the woman away. Lynette Hooker's daughter, Carly Aylesworth, tells NBC News her mom was an experienced sailor and that it's unlikely she would just fall off the boat. She also says the couple had a history of not getting along, especially when drinking. I'm Donna Water.
A Hawaii doctor accused of trying to kill his wife on a cliffside hike has been convicted of attempted manslaughter. 47-year-old Gerhard Koenig's attorney says there will be an appeal. This is SRN News. Quebec bans
prayer. Lawmakers in the Canadian province have passed a measure outlawing prayer and any other display of religious devotion in public as part of a sweeping effort to make Quebec more secular. That means government workers can't wear a cross, public hospitals can't serve kosher meals, and you can't hold a prayer meeting on the quadrangle at a public university. Clergy and various ministries fought the legislation to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
The race for a U.S. Senate seat in Michigan is being clouded by controversy. Democratic candidate Abdul El-Sayed is campaigning with a popular online personality who has made anti-Semitic remarks. Hassan Piker has stated that Hamas is 1,000 times better than Israel, has described Orthodox Jews as inbred and believes that America deserved 9/11. 34-year-old Turkish-American has 3.1 million followers on Twitch. This is SRN News. Following his recent accident and arrest, prosecutors are seeking prescription drug information for Tiger Woods.
A week after Woods flipped his Range Rover and was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Prosecutors say they plan to issue a subpoena for all prescription records at Lewis Pharmacy in Palm Beach. They want details such as the times prescriptions were filled and any warnings about driving. Woods pleaded not guilty last week after deputies found pain pills in his pocket while showing signs of impairment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
After their historic trip around the far side of the moon, the Artemis II astronauts continue their homeward-bound journey. All is going according to schedule. The crew expected to splash down tomorrow in the waters off Southern California. The astronauts are seeking permission to name one crater on the moon after their capsule Integrity, another after the commander's late wife, Carol. More details, SRNNews.com.